Mr. Levy turned cold as he flipped the page and read the thermofaxed copy of the letter to Abelman's. It was incredible. Who would go to the trouble of writing things like that? Mr. I. Abelman, Mongoloid Esquire, your total lack of contact with reality, your blighted worldview, you may feel the sting of the lash across your pitiful shoulders. Worst of all, the Gus Levy signature looked fairly authentic. Abelman must be kissing the original right now and smacking his lips. To somebody like Abelman, that letter was like a savings bond, a blank draft on a bank.
Who wrote this?
Mr. Levy demanded, giving the letter to Mr. Gonzalez. What is it, Gus? A problem? Are you having a problem? That's one of your problems. You never tell me your problems.
Oh my goodness! Mr. Gonzalez squeaked. This is horrible!
Silence!
Miss Trixie snapped. What is it, Gus? Something you didn't handle correctly? Some authority you delegated to somebody else?
Yes, it's a problem. It's a problem that means we could lose the shirts off our backs.
What?
Mrs. Levy grabbed the letters from Mr. Gonzalez. She read them and became a hag. Her lacquered curls turned into snakes.
Now you've done it. Anything to get back at your father, to ruin his business. I knew it was going to end like this.
Oh, shut up. I never write the letters around here.
Susan and Sandra will have to quit college. They'll be selling themselves to sailors and gangsters like that one there.
Huh?
Mr. Zalatimo asked, sensing that he was being discussed.
You're sick!
Mrs. Levy shouted at her husband.
Quiet!
And will I be any better off?
Mrs. Levy's aquamarine lids were trembling.
What will become of me? Already my life has been wrecked. What happens to me now? Prowling in garbage cans, following the fleet? My mother was right.
Quiet!
Miss Trixie demanded, this time much more fiercely.
You people are the noisiest I've ever met.
Mrs. Levy had collapsed in a chair, sobbing something about going out to sell Avon products.
What do you know about this, Gonzalez?
Mr. Levy asked the office manager, whose lips had turned white.
I don't know a thing,
Mr. Gonzalez piped.
It's the first time I've seen that letter.
You write the correspondence around here.
I didn't write that.
His lips were quivering.
I wouldn't do something like that to Levy Pants.
No, I know you wouldn't.
Mr. Levy tried to think.
Somebody really had it in for us.
Mr. Levy went over to the files, pushed the scratching Mr. Zalatimo aside, and opened the files in the A's. There was no Abelman folder. The drawer was completely empty. He opened several other drawers, but half of them were empty too. What a way to begin fighting a libel suit.
What do you people do with the filing?
I was wondering about that myself,
Mr. Zalatimo said vaguely.
Gonzalez, what was the name of that big kook you had working in here? The big fat one with the green cap?
Mr. Ignatius Riley. He handled the letter to go out.
Who had composed that awful thing?
Hey!
Jones's voice said over the telephone.
You people still got a fat mother with a green cap working there at Levy Pan? A big white guy got him a mustache? No, we don't!
Mr. Gonzalez answered in a shrill voice and slammed the phone down.
Who was that?
Mr. Levy asked.
Oh, I don't know. Someone from Mr. Riley.